Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Candy Thompson of the Baltimore Sun. Candy, you've been writing about the red line a little bit, from Social Security to Hopkins Bayview, actually. Are we really ready to see this happen?
Well, you know, Fraser, you and I were both veterans of the ICC, and it had its high points and its low points. There were times when you said, okay, government's got its act together. We're going to do an ICC from Prince George's to Montgomery.
The Inter-County Connector.
Yes, and we all thought it was going, and Paris Glendening was behind it, and then Paris Glendening wasn't behind it anymore. So this
Paris
is where
Glendening, the county executive, was for it, and then but him, the governor.
Absolutely.
With some other constituencies that he was trying to serve.
Exactly. So we're in an up period now. Certainly there are always going to be opponents of these things, but there's momentum building here, and certainly the passage of the gas tax, which brings in $4.4 billion, means that Maryland can bring some skin to the game.
And Maryland can cover its share of the cost, right? I mean, it's a fair bit of money we have to put up.
And when you take into consideration the state wants to also build the purple line, just like the red line in Montgomery and Prince George's, you're talking about a total expenditure of $4.8 billion, and Maryland would be on the hook for about half of it.
Over what period of time?
Well, they'd spread out the payments. Certainly, you know, if you begin construction in 2015 and you're not going to open till 2021, you can certainly spread out the payments. I guess Uncle Sam does take money on, you know, some kind of a payment schedule.
Well, so the business community and I guess the political community is saying this is really important to the health and growth of the city.
Yes, you hear a lot of that. And you hear people, you know, over in West Baltimore essentially saying, you know, we want to be able to get to jobs. We want some revitalization. We want our neighborhood connected to other neighborhoods. And then you have the people over in Canton who say you're going to tear up our neighborhood for something that'll move 50,000 people a day.
What might get in the way of it? Something like a lawsuit, I guess.
You know, there's always lawsuit possibilities. Certainly somebody would have to come up with the money. You know, we saw in the ICC that environmentalists could slow it down for years.
I think it's very interesting in terms of, again, the growth of the city and what the city needs. It never has really had an integrated transportation system. And a lot of the growth is down that way. In fact, I think a lot of people in the city don't even see it. Whether these ridership numbers are accurate, who knows?
Most of our infrastructure goes north-south right now. There's very little east-west, you know, so this would be a vital east-west link that would tie into north-south. So all of a sudden, you'd have something that works. Certainly, the mayor talks about connectivity. You hear the Greater Baltimore Committee, the business community saying connectivity. So everybody's reading from the same hymnal.
Do you see the mayor as being a really sort of vehement backer of this?
Well, it was very interesting when they had an industry forum where they brought in the business community to try to say, you know, do you want to work on a piece of this or not? She gave the keynote speech, and that, to me, was significant.
What's the next step?
The federal government has to look at Maryland's financing, believe that Maryland has the money for its half, and then it has to balance that against projects from all over the country. What works in Maryland's favor is the Deputy Transportation Secretary is one John Porcari, who was Maryland's Transportation Secretary and was an early supporter of the Red Line.
So we know one of the right people. Well, we'll see what happens. Candy, thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure, Fraser.
For Candy Thompson, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.